Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And starting off here this morning, taking a look at some of the area high school baseball and softball scores here from over the weekend. And taking a look here, first off, starting with the baseball scores for you here from over the weekend here, and the latest scores we have for you. Kemper Catholic defeated Ballard 5-2 in the Brent Pring Classic. Also, Kemper Catholic, a 7-0 winner over Norwalk in that tournament. Lawton Bronson was a winner over Trainer 6-1, and they also defeated Councilplus Thomas Jefferson 7-0. Missouri Valley was a 7-1 winner over Riverside, and St. Albert beat Creston 15-4. In softball play, Carroll was a winner in three different contests, 12-0 over Riverside, 6-1 over Denison Schleswig, and 6-0 over Woodward Granger. Glenwood won a pair of contests as well, 19-3 over Councilplus St. Albert and 6-0 over Shenandoah. Lennox was a 5-4 winner over Murray in nine innings of play. Lewis Central beat Councilplus TJ 2-1. Missouri Valley a winner in two games, 10-6 over Sheldon and 10-4 over Storm Lake. Murray beat Clarinda 8-6, New Old Fond a 9-3 over IKM Manning. Prairie Valley beat Guthrie Center 3-2, and Ridgeview was a 6-5 winner over Missouri Valley. Also, Woodward Granger beat Kemper Catholic by a score of 5-1. And also, taking a look here at some notes for you here in other sporting action on the high school front. The 1A regional softball schedule has been set for next week, next Monday. That will be going on there as Region 1 play will be see Whiting at Bowyer Valley and West Harrison at Woodbine. Also in Region 7, Bedford is at East Union, Villisca at Corning, and Orient Maxburg will be at Lenox. And in Region 8, it's Stanton at Cam, Nishnabotna at Essex South Page, Sydney at Fremont Mills, Deer Casey at Coon Rapids Baird, and also it's Guthrie Center at Arweva. The 1A regionals continue on July the 10th. The Class 2A and 3A regionals begin on July the 9th, with the Class 4A regionals getting underway on July the 11th. And also the substate action gets underway as well. The substate pairings have been announced as well. Substate number 8 includes Atlantic, Carroll, Creston, Denison, Schleswig, Glenwood, Greene County, Harlan, and Winterset. And a district host there will be Creston and Harlan. And the substate sites will then later be determined there for that action coming up here as the baseball play gets underway as well. And that district baseball tournament will get underway on July the 13th with first action there for Class 1A. 2A will also get underway at 13th. And July 19th will be the start date for Classes 3A and 4A. Also taking a look here at Major League Baseball notes for you. A game you heard here on KJN yesterday afternoon. Jed Lowry hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the fourth inning. Tommy Malone overcame a rocky start to win for the first time in nearly 4 weeks. And the Oakland Athletics held on to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-5 on Sunday. Josh Donaldson also homered and reached base four times for the A's, who padded their AL best home run record by taking 2 of 3 in the interleague series. Oakland has won 16 of its last 19 games at the Coliseum. Malone gave up 3 home runs and pitched with runners in scoring position in 4 of the 6 innings he worked, but got the win after the A's rallied from deficits of 3-0 and 5-2. Carlos Beltran, Alan Craig, and Matt Carpenter all homered for the Cardinals. In other Major League Baseball action for you from yesterday, taking a look at the latest scores in interleague play, other games, Texas saw beat Cincinnati 3-2. It was the Cubs over Seattle 7-6. In American League play, Boston over Toronto 5-4. Tampa Bay beat Detroit 3-1. Cleveland topped the White Sox 4-0. It was Kansas City over Minnesota 9-8. The Angels beat Houston 3-1 and Baltimore 4-2 over the Yankees. In National League action, Miami beat San Diego 6-2, Washington 13-2 over the Mets. It was Atlanta 6-2 over Arizona. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 2-1 in 14 innings of play, and that improves Pittsburgh now to the Major League Baseball best record with their win and the Cardinals' loss. The L.A. Dodgers were 6-1 winners over Philadelphia, and San Francisco beat Colorado 5-2. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball action over the weekend, the iCubs beat the Omaha Storm Chasers 8-5 on Saturday. Sunday, the Storm Chasers turned things around and beat the iCubs 3-0 in that one. Today's games see Memphis at Iowa and New Orleans at Omaha, so those two teams at home tonight at Principal Park and Warner Park, respectively. 7:05 is first pitch for those ball games this evening. That's a look at some of the latest sports. We'll have more for you after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And another sporting news for you. The Colorado Avalanche opened Sunday's NHL draft by selecting forward Nathan MacKinnon from Halifax of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. MacKinnon was the consensus top player after scoring 32 goals and 75 points in 44 games for the Mooseheads. Florida grabbed Finnish center Alexander Barkov with the second selection, and Tampa Bay used the third choice to take Halifax left winger Jonathan Drouin. Defenseman Seth Jones went fourth to the Nashville Predators after being projected as the number two player available. He's the son of former NBA player and assistant coach Popeye Jones. Carolina used the fifth selection to snare Swedish center Elias Lindholm. And one of the biggest moves of the day, the New Jersey Devils, who were the host site for that draft, they were about to select ninth when they traded the pick to the Canucks for goaltender Corey Schneider. Also in other NHL news, goaltender Mike Smith is going to stay with the Phoenix Coyotes. An NHL official familiar with the deal says that Smith has accepted a six-year contract worth around $5.7 million a season, pending league approval. Million was about to become a free agent and had been waiting for clarity on the Coyotes' ownership situation before signing. Also in the NHL, the San Jose Sharks have agreed or have acquired pending restricted free agent Tyler Kennedy from Pittsburgh for the 50th overall pick into the NHL draft. Kennedy had 6 goals and 11 points in 46 games for the Pens last season. The New York Islanders have picked up forward Cal Clutterbuck in a third-round pick in the draft from Minnesota for forward prospect Nino Niederreiter. Clutterbuck had 10 points and was minus 5 in 42 games for the Wild last season. In golf news, Bill Haas birdied 3 straight holes at the turn and captured the PGA's AT&T National near Washington. As many as 6 players had a share of the lead at some point until Haas made the first of his 3 straight birdies on number 8. He led by at least 2 strokes the entire back nine and finished 3 ahead of runner-up Roberto Castro. Haas closed with a 5-under-66 for a 12-under total. NB Park has made history by winning the first 3 LPGA majors of the season. The top-ranked Park closed with a 2-over-par 74 to capture the U.S. Women's Open by 4 shots over I.K. Kim. Park's 9-under total makes her the first player to win the first 3 majors in a year with at least 4. Kenny Perry fired a 6-under par 64 to win the Senior Players Championship by 2 strokes over Duffy Waldorf and third-round leader Fred Couples. Perry began the final round 2 shots back before finishing 19-under. Waldorf also cleared with a 64 to earn a share of second, 5 strokes ahead of Michael Allen and John Houston. In NASCAR, Matt Kenseth has won the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway after holding off Jamie McMurray on the final lap. The race was rained out on Saturday night. Kenseth led twice for 38 laps, including the final 23, en route to his 4th win of the year. Clint Bowyer was 3rd, followed by Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, and Kurt Busch. Jimmy Johnson led for 182 of 267 laps, but spun out on lap 247 before finishing 9th. Nico Rosberg is the winner of the British Grand Prix in Formula One racing. Rosberg overtook Red Bull's Sebastian Vettel with 10 laps remaining after the 3-time defending champion retired with mechanical problems. In the Tour de France, John Bakelants pulled away to close the finish line to win Sunday's second stage of the Tour de France and take the race leader's yellow jersey. The Belgian made his move a few hundred meters remaining and did enough to withstand a late charge from Slovakian sprinter Peter Sagan. And Brazil won the Confederations Cup title again. The Brazilians dominated the final at the Moroccan or Maracana Stadium, beating world champion Spain 3-0 for the Brazilians' third straight Confederations Cup. The Brazilian forward, known simply as Fred, scored twice. Neymar scored the other goal. More than 5,000 anti-government protesters marched near the Maracana football stadium before the match. They were venting their anger about the billions of dollars the Brazilian government is spending on major sporting events rather than public services. Just before the Confederations Cup final started, clashes between police and protesters who mashed at security blockades broke out. Some protesters hurled rocks at authorities who responded with tear gas and shock grenades. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour here on KJN Sports this morning, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.